is the Free Talk Live. Well, we're kicking off our number two of the Thursday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're talking about, and by the way, our website, freetalklive.com, everything there is free. We're talking about some claims that a caller made, and I want him to stay on hold for a little bit, and we're going to bring him back on. His name's Chris, and he called in, and we've had these claims made before, and the nature of Free Talk Live, of course, is that we take calls about anything.
Sure.
So when you call in and you bring up something, sometimes we're caught off guard. We can say what we can say about it generally, and we try to do a little research maybe during the break to try to bring a little more information to the table, which is different from a normal talk show where the host brings a topic in. The host intends to talk about that topic for
He's well-researched and has a team of researchers that work for him,
which we don't. And he intends to talk about that topic for an entire hour. And if you call in with something else, you're just going to get screened out. So Chris had called in making claims that, well, wasn't the government involved in creating all this important technology that we use today, the internet, cell phones, computers, etc.? Well, wasn't the government involved? I mean, this took a lot of capital. This took a lot of money to start up. And who would be able to put this money in except for the government? And just to take one of his examples, cell phones. According to the history of cell phones, and let's make sure Chris is still on hold there, Bordock, because I can hear some echo. According to the history of cell phones from about.com, it's a type of wireless communication that's most familiar to mobile phone users, called cellular because the system uses many base stations to divide a service area into multiple cells. Cellular calls are transferred from base station to base station as a user travels from cell to cell. So now that we understand how it works, where did it come from? Well, the basic concept of cell phones began in 1947 when researchers looked at a crude mobile car phones and realized that by using small cells with frequency reuse, they could increase the traffic capacity of mobile phones substantially. However, at that time, the technology to do so was non-existent.
They didn't have the towers.
Anything to do with broadcasting and sending a radio or television message out over the airwaves comes under the FCC, mm-hmm. Federal Communications
Commission,
regulation. A cell phone is a type of two-way radio. In 1947, AT&T, not the government, AT&T proposed that the FCC allocate a large number of radio spectrum frequencies so that widespread mobile telephone service would become feasible, and AT&T would have an incentive to research the new technology. We can partially blame the FCC for the gap between the initial concept of cellular service and its availability to the public. So actually, the real situation, according to what Chris told us, well, wasn't the government involved in cell phones? No. Actually, the government was involved in preventing cell phones from hitting the market sooner than they could have.
Absolutely.
Because AT&T wanted to do this in 1947. What did the FCC do? Well, the FCC decided to limit the amount of frequencies available in 1947. Those limits made only 23 phone conversations possible simultaneously in the same service area.
Thank God for the government and their help with cell phones.
Not a market incentive for research. The FCC finally reconsidered its position in 1968. That's two decades later, stating that, quote, if the technology to build a better mobile service works, we'll increase the frequencies allocation, freeing the airwaves for more mobile phones. At that point, AT&T and Bell Labs then went on to actually do the research and to create what we know of as the cell phone service today. Chris is back on the line from Michigan.
Yeah, thanks. And I'm not denying the market, especially today, has everything to do with cell phones. And you make a good case that they may have hampered it even then, the government.
Yeah.
But I would suggest you look at AT&T and how much money they've received from the government over the last 50 years or so, and GE and companies such as
Okay, stop right now.
Chris, I'm gonna jump all over. I'm going to get in Ian's way on this one, because what you're saying is that somehow we wouldn't have telephones if it wasn't for the government. Alexander Graham Bell, or whatever his name was, invented the telephone, and we obviously just showed that cell phones were not invented by the government. And the government is so pervasive in our society that in order to look at a society without government, it's sort of like saying, you know, you're sort of standing there saying, we shouldn't use anything but aspirin because we've always used aspirin. But we've shown that Advil, that, you know, what is acetaminophen, that Naprosyn, what is Naprosyn?
Sodium naproxen.
Sodium naproxen. We've shown that ibuprofen, all these things are in some ways superior pain relievers, but all you're saying is that because the government is so entrenched that we should just go ahead and stay with the government.
I'm not saying that at all. I just wanted your opinion on the government influence in technology and our economy, and just acknowledge that they have quite a hand in it with their funding.
The government has had hands in computers, and, you know, because they have a demand for it, and I'm not saying that the marketplace wouldn't have a demand for it either, and therefore we wouldn't have them. It's just that the government's so big and has so much extra money just floating around to do whatever they wish, you know, that they can. Oh my God, we wouldn't have Tang if it wasn't for the government.
Who's got the most advanced computers? Is it the Pentagon and NASA, or can we just go buy them at Best Buy?
Who's got the most money that they haven't earned?
Well, that's true. But I'm saying the funding came from taxpayer money. I tried
they didn't
nuclear
earn.
Power.
I'm sorry, what?
I mean, would we have nuclear power plants?
I'm certain that
probably have more of them.
I don't know how nuclear power came around exactly, but I'll bet you that the implementation in the free market, or what sort of this government monopoly free market that we have going in power, is they found, this is cheaper than burning oil or whatever. And yes, I do think we'll definitely see advances. I mean, you're seeing advances in solar power. You're seeing advances in biofuel or whatever that's coming around. Yes, we're going to have advances without the government spending its money that it didn't earn.
And here's why. Because the money is out there, right? There's value in society, and investors and people that want to create new products and services for people are willing to put up that money. Now, if we didn't have the government sucking off 50 to 60% of our yearly incomes that we make in general in this country at all levels, federal, state, and local, then that would be actually more money in the pocket of the investors. That would be more money in the pockets of you and I to decide what to do with. So the money's not going to go away just because the government would disappear. It would just be allocated better. It would be allocated by people that are actually connected to the marketplace instead of these clueless government bureaucrats that really have absolutely no idea what it is that they're doing economically. They have no clue. So,
right.
So yes, the government has been around. Yes, it's had its fingers in a few technologies. The military did need to have satellite phones, but that doesn't mean that there wouldn't have been other organizations that needed that technology too. To suggest that the government is solely responsible for technological advances is absolutely ludicrous.
I don't think that's
not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying they have a hand in it.
Had a hand in it because, like I said, they have a lot of money that they didn't earn, that they you know, managed to get at the point of a gun. So therefore, they don't care as much about the money, and they're willing to spend it lavishly on things. I mean, it does generally take the marketplace a little longer to come up with things, and I don't believe we would have GPS tracking devices available at the prices that they are now if it wasn't for the government.
Why?
Because they're not that useful.
What are you talking about? They're not that useful.
They're just not that
useful.
If
they weren't available at the okay, stop for a second. Think about what you're saying here, Mark. GPS devices are available at the price they're available at because people are demanding them. If people weren't demanding them, they'd still be thousands of dollars.
The point that he's making is that the R&D went into them so that they were then available on the marketplace. But I would like to posit, how about plasma TVs, Chris? I mean, do you think we'd have plasma TVs if it wasn't for the government?
Well, no, the free market brought that technology about. I mean, there's probably plenty of things that came from the free market.
Lots of things.
Right. Sure, but, you know, you mentioned medicine, ibuprofen and aspirin and all that stuff. I would argue battlefield medicine, you know, from the Pentagon brought on many medical advances, you know, of orthopedics when people get their legs blown off. You know, a lot of that stuff comes from universities, which are publicly fund it.
Huh? I see where you're coming from.
I don't want to blow off people's legs so that we can get better orthopedics,
just, look,
though.
Look, Chris, I see exactly where you're coming from here. It's like you're trying to make an excuse for the government. And just because a violent, coercive agency exists and has had its tentacles in various different industries doesn't mean that it should continue to exist and rob us all blind. Thanks for the call,
hey,
man. 800-259-9231. They've been around. Now they've overstayed their welcome, and it's time to go. The market can handle itself on its own. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Is is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have added themselves to the Shrine with a validated photo, which means that in the picture, the lady in question is proving that she listens to the show. In fact, we've got a brand new Shriner as of today on our website. It is Miss Anne.
I have to go see this.
The Dominatrix.
Right now.
She is on the website. You can go straight to it by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
How did they do talk shows before there were computers? I just can't imagine.
It must have been very difficult. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, by the way, their First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. I still want to kind of reflect on what we were just talking about with Chris. Because when someone like Chris calls in and says, well, if it weren't for the government, then we wouldn't have X, Y, and Z. Government was involved. This cost a lot of money. And in fact, you're right about GPS. I pulled that up during the break, Mark. The GPS was indeed invented by a man named Ivan Gedding, involved with the U.S. Department of Defense. It had to do with the Air Force needing to track jets in three dimensions, etc. Okay, fine. So the government was involved in the development of that technology. It cost $12 billion taxpayer dollars, apparently, by the way. But I think that the suggestion, when someone like Chris comes on and says, well, the government was involved. The government was involved in this and this and this. The suggestion is, even though he didn't come out and say it, I think the unspoken suggestion is that, well, if it weren't for government, then we wouldn't have all this wonderful technology. And therefore, we must continue to have government, because if we don't continue to have government, we won't have wonderful technology in the future. Which I think is absolutely insane.
It's unfair. Absolutely, the government's been involved in the research and development of certain technologies. They've funded lots of companies in researching and developing things. But because the government has all this extra money is the only reason that they're doing it, and they have the need for it. But
also, what about all the failures? Who keeps track of that?
Yeah.
I mean, GPS cost $12 billion taxpayer dollars to put together. Big success. They created the technology. It's gone and gotten cheaper and great. Good for GPS. But what about all of the failures? How much taxpayer money was dumped in to stuff that never turned into anything? The stuff that the bureaucrats just set up on a shelf and forgot about? The stuff that were just programs to put paychecks in people's pockets? How many untold billions of dollars were spent on wonderful technologies that never materialized?
I think we might be talking about untold trillions of dollars.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no one out there trumpeting that. There's no one out there keeping track of that. That's all gone. It's all lost. So it's easy for people like Chris to point to existing technologies. Well, the government was involved in this. Oh, look at this, the government. But what about all the other things it was involved in that fell on their face? Now, remember, there's been plenty of developments by private companies that have fallen flat on their face as well. No doubt about it. I'm not trying to make it look like private companies are perfect. No.
But we didn't pay for that.
Yes. You and I and our grandparents and our parents did not have to pay for private failure. That's why government just needs to butt out. Let the people who want to risk their money risk their money. Because I don't want to put my finances on the line for somebody's questionable process.
You know, I've used a GPS device one time for 2 weeks in my entire life. It was really great on the sailboat, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to know which little island in the Caribbean I happened to be in between, and, you know, what direction to approach from and all that. That stuff was great. But to think how much money and taxpayer dollars was forced into, you know, into the research and development of this, it's not fair.
And I think it's also presumptuous to believe that these technologies would not have been developed if it weren't for the government. As we pointed out with the article about the cell phones, if it weren't for government, cell phones would have been available 20 years earlier. But the FCC slowed that one down. So in a lot of cases, again, it's incalculable to determine how government has hindered the progress of technology. Incalculable.
It really is.
So to suggest, like for instance,
right.
Nan has wanted to, let's look at GPS, because this is something you can chalk up to government, right? GPS, chalk it up to the Department of Defense. GPS has to do with satellite tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Satellites, space. Space, NASA. But if NASA hadn't been in existence, if the private marketplace was able to fund and explore space, because remember, NASA prohibited the market for the longest time. Only now are they loosening the regulations
right.
on space. So the government prohibited private exploration of space. And NASA originally had wanted to be the exclusive launching pad for satellites. Turned out they couldn't do it affordably. They couldn't do it affordably. They couldn't do it well. So now private space agencies launch NASA satellites. So private agencies are doing all the tough work, essentially. And it's just going to be a matter of time before NASA's completely useless and dead. But if NASA had never existed, it's nuts to believe that man never would have made it into space.
No, there's things up there that we want to see and
right.
we want to get.
And investors are willing to plunk down lots of money to fund those expeditions.
Yep.
So we'd obviously have made it to space on our own. And if we could make it to space on our own, then satellites would have made it to space on their own. Then logistics companies, people that are flying things like UPS, FedEx, people that are flying things from place to place, boating things from place to place, would want to have better ways to track their products and to track their ground units and their air units. And I can absolutely see how a demand for a GPS system could have come into place from the market.
It could very well have, and it would probably be more expensive right now because it would still be in the
beta phase. That's total speculation. That's total speculation because the market very well could have gotten up the satellite sooner than the government could have done at a cheaper price, and actually GPS could have been integrated in 10 years prior to now.
You make a good point on the
satellite.
We're
both speculating on that point, okay? I'm just pointing out that it's presumptuous to believe that it's because of government that we have these things.
But what about Tang?
Well, what about Tang?
We wouldn't have Tang if it wasn't for the space.
Actually think we've researched Tang before, and I think actually that we would have had Tang.
I think that Tang wasn't invented for space exploration anyway. But
it was just convenient for
it. Sure,
space
people sure attribute it to astronauts.
1-800.
It's just orange Kool-Aid, for God's sake.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Vince in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Vince.
Good evening.
Hey, doing great. What's up?
Listen, you were talking about libertarian movement a little earlier in the program. I'm a member of the Libertarian Party. I'm a big believer in what they stand for and all that, but sometimes I think they fumble the ball when they don't want to aggressively, get into offices or
when you say they don't want to aggressively get into offices, I think the Libertarian Party absolutely does want to get into offices. It's just the problem is they're up to what they're fighting against is regulations that have been created by the Republicans and Democrats in a bipartisan effort to keep all third parties out of the game.
Oh, yeah, they don't want third parties. I mean, I can very well testify to that because
So what do you mean that the Libertarian Party doesn't really want to get into office? I don't understand.
Well, they've been wanting to be a part of the election process, and what I've tried to tell them is if you're going to play by the Republicans and Democrats' rules, and when they come and ask you to do something, they're going to want you to secede, because up here in the northwest part of Indiana, many of the Republicans or the Democrats will have a very strong hold, and they've picked up a lot of votes the last several years, especially in the House of Representatives races for the state of Indiana.
Is he making sense to you, Mark?
I don't know where he's getting with
this. No, what I'm saying...
I want you to just file your thoughts down a little bit. Hang on, we're going to come back to you, give you one more shot, Vince. Hang on, 800-259-9231. We'll give him a second chance. It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. currently for sale by owner. The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including archives. An entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page. For your downloading convenience, just go get them. freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, we're bringing Vince back against all of the rules of good talk radio. Vince from Indiana, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, most talk shows would have dumped you off the air, Vince, but I want to give you a second chance to make a coherent point because we were having a tough time really understanding where you were going to. So give us another shot.
Okay, well, what I was trying to say and what you said was the two parties have made it difficult on third parties.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very difficult, and we don't make a strong case where they have done this.
You don't make a strong case where who's done what?
To whom?
The two parties who have tried to eliminate third-party competition.
When you say we don't make a strong case, I don't understand what you're saying.
To whom should we make this case?
The candidates will not make a case.
How are they supposed to make a case?
Well, they can talk about the various specific laws that you have to
You can talk all you want, but if nobody's listening, what good's the talk going to do?
I mean, in most cases, you know, local elections, a few hundred people vote and put the candidates in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, when you're dealing with candidates trying to get on the ballot, you need hundreds, I mean, depending on the office you're running for, hundreds, if not thousands upon thousands of signatures. There's all kinds of just, and depending on the state that you live in, there's really just some onerous regulations that even prevent the candidates from getting on the ballot. So presuming you can get a candidate on the ballot, that's a hell of a task on its own. Once the candidate's on the ballot, then you've already expended thousands of dollars trying to get them on the ballot. Then it's a matter of trying to earn some more money to get out and put up signs and go through the whole campaign process. But at the same time, the media ignores you because you're not polling. You know, the polling companies aren't even including you on the polls. And if they are, you're not getting the polling numbers that they're looking for, and therefore you're excluded from the debates. I mean, you can talk all you want as a Libertarian candidate, but very few people are listening.
Yeah, that is very true. So, and the thing, you know, we've had several Libertarians get elected in the state, you know, to the various zoning boards. One got elected as a tax assessor.
Nice.
And, you know, he wanted to eliminate the office. And you should have seen the lawsuits and the fighting that.
I bet it was huge.
Yeah, I mean,
Vince, there's other Libertarians that have taken other paths beside the Libertarian Party. There, have you heard of the Republican Liberty Caucus?
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, if you don't like the way the Libertarians are doing things, perhaps that's a way to go.
I like the you talk about the Republican Liberty Caucus, the Libertarian Republicans of California. They seem to have a fairly good stance.
Right. Well, I mean, there's all kinds of different groups, and there's all kinds of different ways to get involved. And the important thing is that people get involved in whatever it is that they feel like doing, because the more people that we can get on our side, the better off we're going to be. And hopefully, the Free State Project will actually be kind of a beacon of liberty for the rest of the world and the rest of the country. Maybe they can just follow our lead at that point. And, Vince, give us another call sometime. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. Sound like you had a little bit to drink tonight.
You think?
I don't know. 800-259-9231. Let's call in
if you're drunk. We don't care.
Yeah, we really don't. Let's talk to Dan in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Dan on the amplifier line. Hello, sir.
Yeah, I've had a little drink, too, but hopefully I'll be a little more coherent.
All right. What's up?
What I was calling about was last night you guys were talking about the war on terrorism, and Ian made a point that I was really hoping he would make or a caller would make, and that's that there just aren't that many people, in this country at least, that are interested in hurting Americans.
Clearly not. Otherwise they would be.
Right.
I mean, when you look even at a country like Israel, where in some regions, terrorist attacks have become, you know, a way of life for the people living there, it's just not happening in the U.S. If there were people in this country that wanted to hurt Americans, they certainly could.
It'd be
easy. We've seen it at least not from Middle Eastern terrorists, but from domestic, quote-unquote terrorists, if you will, like the sniper cases that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are people with whatever, you know, mental problems or motivations they have, you know, purchased a weapon, gone out and tried to hurt people with it.
Sure, and the police were helpless to do anything about it. Remember the sniper case? The cops were on the news every day, so, well, we're doing the best we can. We got all our cops on the case, and that's good and everything, but it was a regular, average individual that pointed the cops to the snipers. It was not the cops that found them. It was somebody like you and I.
That's true, and no one can deny that September 11th happened. It was a horrible tragedy. Definitely the people that planned it and carried it out were evil people.
Whoever they were.
But those people are a minority. And, you know, Americans could not go about the day-to-day activities that we do if, as the government would have us believe, there was, you know, a terrorist behind every tree.
Yeah, because where are they? And why aren't they doing anything? It's just amazing. Dan, anything else on your mind? Appreciate the call, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Liam in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Liam in Sweden. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I just wanted to call about something that happened tonight that made me really furious. I've recently bought an anti-Che Guevara t-shirt.
What's it say on it?
It's just like his face and then like the line with a cross over it.
Okay, the big red anti symbol. Got it.
It needs to say, like, kill a commie for mommy underneath.
Oh, that's so mean.
I like it.
Okay, so you bought the Shea shirt.
Anyway, I was wearing this shirt for the first time. I just got it a few days ago, and about 50 feet after I'd just gotten out of my apartment, three guys came up to me and started screaming, "What the F are you wearing?"
Whoa.
And
they take their revolutionaries pretty seriously there.
Excuse me?
They take their revolutionaries pretty seriously there.
Right.
What did you say back?
I'm saying that if I didn't take off my T-shirt, they'd kill me.
Oh, my God.
And they'd call their friends and whatnot.
Did you even know who these guys were? Are they just total strangers?
I had no idea who they were. Just three guys out of the blue started running up to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez.
And I told them, the first thing I said was, you know, I'm not a Nazi or anything, I'm just a libertarian. And then they laughed and said, "Ooh, well, that's the same thing."
Oh. Wow.
Had they been drinking?
No, they looked pretty sober. And I was scared at this point, and they were really aggressive and screaming they were going to kill me and they were going to beat me up and whatnot if I didn't take off my T-shirt and give it to them.
Oh, my gosh. What did you do?
So, I did. I figured, you know, a T-shirt's not worth getting beaten up over. Now, in hindsight, I wish I had done things differently.
Well, what did you wish you could have done? I mean, you're in Sweden. You can you carry a weapon there?
No, you know, you can't even carry a knife.
Right. So what would you, I mean, looking back to hindsight being 2020, what do you think that you should have done? I mean, these guys walked away with your shirt.
Right. Well, I wish I had just stood up to them and said no and just stood up for my freedom of speech.
And withstood a butt kicking?
Yeah, I almost wish I had have let them beat me up rather than just give up voluntarily.
Mm. I don't know, man. That's a tough situation. I mean, better to live and wear another shirt somewhere else. But, Mark, what would you have done in that case, man? That's tough. You got three guys against you.
You know, I can fight pretty well, and it depends, but what if they can fight too? It really depends on how angry I was at the given time.
Right.
Is really how it goes. I mean, if I was caught,
you'd
off
have been
guard,
angry.
Wait a second. Wait a second. You just get caught off guard. You don't have a chance to get yourself angry. Like, they had a chance to get themselves all amped up. You know, it was like 50 feet or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some period of time. So they had a chance to like amp each other up and that kind of thing. He was just frightened. Three guys just come up, bam, and you know, that quickly. I probably would not have fought up at that point. I'm, you know,
would you have taken the shirt off and given it up?
I don't want to get something broken over a T-shirt.
Oh, that's a frightening story, Liam. I hope that they continue to leave you alone. And
I just dropped $3,000 fixing this nose of mine.
Because, well, now they know that Liam's going to do what they threaten him. I mean, if they threaten him again and want him to do something else, maybe give him his wallet next time. Maybe they know that he can be taken advantage of. What would you have done in Liam's situation? 800-259-9231. You got three commies surrounding you, demanding you disrobe for them. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shop with us. Buy some Free Talk Live stuff at our store at store.freetalklive.com. Shirts, hats, and more available. In fact, right now, if you order now before the end of this month, you'll get in on the pre-order phase, which means you'll get a pre-order discount for being so patient, considering the products aren't there yet. We're in the pre-order phase. You get an over 7% discount, as a matter of fact, and you'll see the discount applied when you add the products to your cart. And, of course, you don't actually pay until you check out, so you can add it and then remove it and then add it again, whatever. Store.freetalklive.com to shop Free Talk Live stuff. Let's go to the phones. To the phone to Dwayne in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dwayne.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good,
you got
sir.
Okay, I'm on a cell phone on the worst road in Montana.
Sounds good, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to mention one thing about these government and the way they dole out their money. But then I heard that last caller talk about it getting his shirt taken, and that kind of played into it.
Okay.
Now, those three brown shirts, and I'm not going to call them communists, I'm going to call them brown shirts, stupid people doing stupid things for thinking that they got a right to.
Right.
It's like the brown shirts of Nazi Germany.
Right.
And what made those guys be able to do that? It's the way the government's run this these days. Now, you can, you know, I mean...
Well, I don't know if the well, no, wait a minute. I don't know if the government had anything to do with it. It was just three toughs on a street. There was nobody around.
He's drawing a parallel.
But isn't the government doing the same thing to us every day by taking the taxes at the point of a gun?
True.
I often feel like my shirt's been taken whenever I deal with the government.
Exactly.
Great point.
Exactly. And now you go back to technology and you say, oh, the private sector has done just as many good things as bad things, but I want to see how many private sector jobs create good things without government grants.
I'm pretty sure there's plenty of them. I mean,
I know, but you know, you look at Boston Whale, or you look at Ross Perot. Ross Perot became one of the richest men in the world because he got grants during the Vietnam War.
Hmm.
You look at one of the richest families in America, which is the Kennedys, and they provided Boston Whalers, the Boston Whaler boats to the government during the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what politics is. It's rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies.
But do you see my point?
I do.
Okay, so that was all I had to say there, guys.
So wait, I don't see the point. What was the point exactly?
Well, there's two points. The government steals from you.
Right.
At the point of a gun.
Yes.
Just like those thugs took that kid's shirt.
Absolutely.
At the point of force.
I got that one.
Okay. Now, there are government programs like grants that they steal from us to give to people to make other people rich if they need them.
Yep. Yeah, and they need to go away, right?
I don't think grants are fair. Do you think grants are fair?
No, absolutely not. Look, if it's a private grant, if it's an individual granting money to another person, then that's fine. If the government's involved in redistributing wealth, absolutely needs to disappear. Thank you for calling, man. I agree totally. 800-259-9231.
I think that was his point, too.
Okay, now that I understand. I always want to make sure that I totally get it, because I don't want to pretend as though I understand something. And then I feel empty inside. You know, that's no good. 800-259-9231.
I got no witty comment for that. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, here's something for you. New York City. Reuters. U.S. authorities have arrested a New York man for broadcasting Hezbollah Television Al-Manmar, which has been designated a terrorist entity by the U.S. Treasury Department, prosecutors said on Thursday. Now, when I saw the headline of the article, I thought that this guy had set up a pirate television station in New York. I mean, when the headline is...
It does sound like that.
New Yorker arrested for broadcasting Hezbollah TV.
Oh, let me guess. They don't know what the heck a broadcast means.
Well, according to... apparently, Javed Iqbal, age 42, was arrested on Wednesday because his Brooklyn-based company, HDTV Limited, was providing New York area customers with the Hezbollah-operated channel. Federal prosecutors said in a statement, it did not say how long the company had been providing satellite broadcasts of Al-Manmar, which the U.S. Treasury Department in March had designated a, quote, specially designated global terrorist entity, making it a crime to conduct business with Al-Manmar.
Hmm.
So if you do business with Hezbollah's television production company, you're connected to terrorism, and therefore you can be arrested.
It seems like a push to me.
It seems really un-American to me. Why is it that I can't do business with whomever I would like around the world, regardless of their ties, and regardless of what the government thinks about their ties? Because people are on different sides of this Hezbollah coin, right? I mean, some people think they're terrorists, some people think they're freedom fighters. I mean, it just all depends on your perspective. But apparently your perspective doesn't matter if it disagrees with the government's perspective. You're going to end up in a jail cell. Mr. Iqbal, the guy in charge of the company, has been charged with, quote, conspiring to violate the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, said the statement.
I must say, I don't like the idea that he was broadcasting this stuff. I mean, I don't like it.
Don't watch it!
I wouldn't. And I would... you know, lobby heavily against, as convenient as it was for me, against any of his advertisers. But I can't.
To get the government involved and arrest him for
it? I wouldn't do that.
Federal authorities searched HDTV's Brooklyn office and Iqbal's Staten Island home, where Iqbal was suspected of maintaining satellite dishes, the statement said. The U.S. Treasury Department froze U.S. assets of Al-Manmar in March, saying it supported fundraising and recruitment activities of Hezbollah, a Shiite Muslim group backed by Syria and Iran that has been at war with Israel in southern Lebanon. So, according to this, he was rebroadcasting their feed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of detail in here, but it sounds to me a lot of television stations from around the world uplink their feeds to KU-band satellites, and those KU-band satellites rebroadcasted across the world. I mean, that feed is coming down all across North America right now. If it's up on Ku-band, then anybody with a 30-inch dish and a receiver can pull this down. And theoretically, they could rebroadcast it. Was it because he had a business deal with them, or is it because he was rebroadcasting it that was a problem?
You know, it doesn't make much sense to me that you would go after this guy. I mean, if you really were concerned about terrorism and all that stuff, wouldn't you be more interested in who's watching it? And, you know, I mean, you know, you could tap his phones and listen. It would seem to me it would be more beneficial to the government to leave this guy alone, allow him to continue to conduct his business and then watch him.
I suppose. Although I don't know how much people who sit around watching TV are as far as being a threat. If you're a terrorist, are you sitting around watching Hezbollah TV?
Well,
or
I think
a lot of bomb explosions.
A lot of libertarians listen to Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
and a lot of people that sympathize with Hezbollah would be watching that channel.
Fair enough. So again, the question though is it doing business? If you are picking up, let's say you're picking up Free Talk Live and rebroadcasting us on a microtransmitter or an internet website based out of the United States, and you're doing it without our permission. Because if you've got a satellite feed and it's being broadcast around the world and people are rebroadcasting it, you don't necessarily know. So maybe Hezbollah didn't even know this guy was involved in rebroadcasting their transmission.
I wouldn't say that they did.
We don't know. It's speculation. There's not a lot of detail in this article. But if you're rebroadcasting Free Talk Live, does that mean that you're doing business with Free Talk Live? Does that mean that if Free Talk Live is designated as a specially designated global terrorist entity, does that mean that if you are rebroadcasting our show, that you can be charged with these crimes?
I wouldn't think so.
Well, that's why I'm wondering about this, because that's what seems to have happened to this guy. He was rebroadcasting a TV channel. And how is it that that can be... I mean, look, this is America where you're supposed to have the freedom of speech. But apparently, if that speech is in Hezbollah format, then it's unacceptable. And then you're guilty of conspiracy. This is pretty sick stuff. I mean, this is just a teeny little story, but I think it's got a pretty wide-reaching implication.
I can't say I like it. I like that he was broadcasting that stuff very much, I must say.
So what? I don't understand why you even care. It's his company, and it's his satellites, and it's his infrastructure. I don't care if he broadcasts hardcore porn on his channels. It doesn't matter to me.
Are you saying that you wouldn't care if somebody broadcast, anti-libertarian stuff, like we should lock up all libertarians because they're terrorists, if they, you know, had a channel that would, you know, 24 hours a day, broadcast that kind of
as
stuff?
You said, you could boycott their advertisers.
Right,
but it's none of my business what goes on his channel.
It's my business if he's broadcasting it. I just can't get the government involved in it.
800-259-9231, hour number three.
I don't like it, that's all.
Okay, it's fine. Don't like it. But don't use the government to shut him down.
Did I suggest such a thing?
You may not like it, but would you back his freedoms up to do it?
I guess I will.
All right, then. Hour three's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Indies.